Subject. World AIDS Day 2023, Housing, Affordable Housing Options, Openings for Relocation from San Bernardino to Los Angeles with LGBT plus and HIV, Healthcare Qualifications and Concerns. Seeking an Attorney and Legal Remedy. My name is James Martin Driscoll and you can Google my name to the details are open and written about of an unbelievable story of being blackballed from healthcare in HIV. A reference of this email PDF and Spacom voice narrative media supported will be updated to the following NPINO Discus pages. Primary Care Kaiser Permanente. https://pinocom/student/17003833-79-irene-z-chen/. Mental Health Care Treatment. https://pinocom/npis/14871864-joe-everett/. Infectious Disease at Kaiser. https://pipperfile.com/npis/12456573-11. Infections Disease RCDC. https://pinocom/npis/1336445758-dr-jonathan-harry-merman/. C. https://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net, webmem space container location of the @grew-up-network-use-in-patapo-piece/reconciliation-binding, considered temporary affixed to named identities-your-responsive-responsibility-is-expected-quote-the-truth-hurts-but-silence-kills-mark-twain-plus/.gov/.info-I-am-still-detached-from-hive-doctor-care-hive-untreatable-diligence-htm. In spoken voice narrative to the CDC admin of a catastrophic failure of community to maintain connectivity of doctor/patient relationships. https://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net, webmem space container location of the @grew-up-network-use-in-patapo-piece/reconciliation-binding, considered temporary affixed to named identities-your-responsive-responsibility-is-expected-silence-is-not-accepted-quote-the-truth-hurts-but-silence-kills-mark-twain-plus/.gov/.info-I-am-still-detached-from-hive-doctor-care-hive-untreatable-diligence-ug. My age is irrelevant as far as qualifying for HOP replacement housing. Since 2005 I have been chased out of my good standard tenancy, tenant to tenant, in a repeating cycle of discord-rooted TB solved from the HIV, community management, OSAS, and housing property and building management several times. What I mean by good standing with my the community peer level tenant to tenant. I was not a troublemaker tenant making chaos for the building residents. No, that was not the source of conflict that arose. What festers up is a methodologies of hate and harassment conducted by a community against one member attempting to improve and build resources. Ever since I first encountered this hate paradigm, characters involved in management of Aryan white funding in a community targeted against me. Cascading downward has always led to a failure of my witnessy, which is the target source they attacked me. The point of most vulnerable that eventually collapsed my tendency to repeating cycles of homelessness since 2005. I can prove that the fault does not lie on my efforts to build up community relationships and affairs. Where I stand today. I am spending $800 a month for a room and board shared house with about 10 other residents' beds there. I am stuck in San Bernardino County being blackballed from social services such as Foothill AIDS Project there in San Bernardino. Note their Google, Glassdoor, and Indeed reviews. The reviews call for a complete overhaul of management. I have been lifetime banned from services. I have declared the conflict and continuous environment I am living here in San Bernardino since my return to my hometown in July 2016 is nightmarish. I will never be free from what is a crime being committed against me. That crime is defined at mylawquestion.com. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. This disconnection from social services as well as doctor-provider care in HIV has basically plummeted me into catastrophic failure of HIV treatment. Last January, I made a desperate forced dislocation to travel by Greyhound bus and crash onto the streets of Los Angeles to attempt to get care when my CD4/CD8 ratio was at 0.38. 38 points down from normal eye ratio blood work values. See image attached with actual LabCorp online blood work screenshots initially in representing my death from HIV/AIDS. A recent Facebook post to a friend's timeline. https://www.fasabookcom/in-the-main-way/post/fritz0h7216mgvkvvxforrru7hrb7lmw74uyzqzwutfenl-papevequals0nvequals-fast9tfhpwgzpqrbd7z4vac5nickxjdqcg0mrnwtjzrozvicj7rdr. James M. Driscoll is feeling hopeless with Ron Homer and 16 others. Sopner CDU20H61. 5. CFG M 87 Y 4U6F 9017M A I 45 MM 023 M 1 GA 5 1 609U Middle dot shared with public I'm H I V with a CD4 CD8 ratio recent results 0.25 reflecting that I'm dying of a disease I should not be dying from. Who is at fault? Why is this not an emergency? Do I have to become unconscious to become an emergency? Discharged from St. Bernardine's Hospital, Dignity Health System, with instructions to come back at 8 a.m. because they failed to give me a social service person in my care to secure, HIV, doctor provider. Something seriously wrong here. Can anybody help me but Farada? Will anybody help me but Farada? Help me, help me, help me, don't tell me. 7 comments. Louis Earthman Jr. Why are you homeless, James? I thought you were still at home. Reply. Hide. 28W. Samet Abubakar. Hi there, can you please send me a friend request if you don't mind? Reply. Hide. 19W. Jessica Pretty. Hello, how are you doing? I'm new to this social networking site and I would like to make a new friend here, and moreover I love making new friends everywhere. And then my name is Jessica Pretty by name and I'm 48 years old. I'm single. You can get back to me as soon you get my message. Love to read from you again. Reply. Hide. 3W. James M. Driscoll. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. Reply. 1 meter. https://www.milaquestions.com/with-gang-stalking.htm. My law questions. Categories. Business. Education. Home. Fitness. Law. Pages. More articles. About us. Contact us. Privacy policy. Terms and conditions. Law. Fact checked. What is gang stalking? Maggie J. Hall. Last modified date, November 17, 2023. Gang stalking refers to harassment and intimidation tactics used by a group of individuals against another person or toward a smaller group of people. People may initiate this type of civil offense because they are intolerant of another person for numerous reasons, which might include differing beliefs or lifestyles, jealousy, or racial prejudice. Stalkers generally design the covert methods used for psychological harassment to exact revenge, coerce silence, or cast out persons having opposing views. While gang stalking is considered a misdemeanor in some states, the offense carries felony penalties in others. The number of people involved in the gang varies. Individuals might receive gang intimidation from a handful of people in a work environment, or they may be targeted by an entire community. Victims relaying claims of gang stalking perceive the attackers as well-organized groups of people, who not only communicate with one another in a certain location but also pursue the target in other areas by means of extensive contacts. Leaders generally enlist the aid of other individuals in the gang by various methods, which typically include providing false information about the victim, manipulating potential members, or employing those with similar criminal backgrounds. Jealousy may be a cause of gang stalking. Victims may be from any gender or socioeconomic background. These persons may outperform other co-workers, or have a set of standards that separates them from other people in an environment. Gang stalking frequently uses practices meant to destroy the victim's qualities. These acts might include blaming the target for a gang member's mistakes or taking credit for what the victim accomplished. In an effort to discredit a person or to add to the weaponry for the attack, gang stalkers may perpetuate the notion that the target is mentally impaired or dangerous in some manner, forcing the person to undergo evaluation. Want to save up to 30% on your monthly bills? This tool helps you do just that. The list of physical tactics used against victims generally includes stalking behavior and unwanted attention. The list of physical tactics used against victims generally includes stalking behavior and unwanted attention. The majority of persons under attack report that stalkers frequently mirror the victim's behavior. Gang stalking might include mirroring physical gestures or verbal comments. Many victims relay that gang members often enter or leave properties in other locations at the same time as the target. Victims also frequently report that stalkers often repeat private conversations occurring in a home environment or over the phone. Gang stalking targets might also experience hang-up calls or calls from wrong phone numbers throughout the day. Attackers may enter homes illegally or employ the assistance of the target's friends or family. In an attempt to confuse the victim or to cause them to doubt their own logic and reasoning, stalkers might rearrange or steal personal items in the workplace or home. The criminal offenses of stalkers may become more aggressive or violent against the target, family members or pets. Is gang stalking real? Gang stalking does not necessarily mean you are being stalked by a street gang. They usually have bigger fish to fry, unless you have crossed them in some way. The term simply refers to a form of bullying by groups against an individual or smaller groups. Sadly, this behavior is common among school children and teens, especially when the victims are different or stand out in some way. However, it can also happen with adults in the workplace, on college campuses and other places. There are all kinds of motivations for gang stalking. Intolerance, prejudice, homophobia and racism are certainly among them, but often, the reasons are more personal. Envy or jealousy, fear of the other, intimidation and exclusion or ostracization are also common motivators. So are vindictiveness and revenge. Sometimes, there is no apparent reason. This kind of behavior, known to behaviorists and biologists and as mobbing, appears to happen among most mammal species. Gang stalking can take multiple forms. It may be perpetrated by a loose association of people who just happen to have it in for the victims, or it can be a highly orchestrated campaign by a larger group, or even an entire community. Gang stalking usually happens in the brick dash and dash mortar world, but thanks to social media and the internet, it can happen online as well. It needn't be threats of physical violence. Under the cloak of web-based anonymity, stalkers can continue to harass and post libelous stories about their victims. Victims may also receive relentless, harassing telephone calls. Gang stalking is considered a crime, though it may be a misdemeanor or a felony, depending on the jurisdiction and what form the stalking/bullying takes. If factors such as racism or antisemitism come into the equation, it may be considered a hate crime, which is a federal offense. Although gang stalking appears to be on the rise, it only seems that way. The good news is that more victims are speaking out and reporting such behavior when it affects them. How to stop gang stalking? One tactic that gang stalkers use is referred to as gaslighting. The phrase comes from an old movie in which a murderer marries his victim's niece, then uses a series of lies, half-truths and other kinds of manipulation in order to convince her that she is going insane. The victim may find themselves the target of blame, or the gang might attempt to publicly discredit them or insinuate that they suffer from some mental disorder or delusion. Understand that it is not your imagination, that what you are being put through is very real. Have confidence, which can be challenging under the circumstances, and learn to trust yourself. After that, the most important thing you can do is to document everything. Fortunately, modern technology has given us a plethora of tools for recording all kinds of events. It has often been said that sunlight is the best disinfectant. Shine as much light on the situation as possible. If you can, enlist the aid of trusted friends and family to help in keeping records of what is going on. Although gang stalkers are not always violent, it's a good idea to protect yourself. Wear a helmet if you are out cycling, and carry pepper spray if it is legal in your jurisdiction, or some kind of an alarm. When out and about, whether in public, campus or the office, stay in heavily traffic areas where everyone can see what is happening. What to do about gang stalking? If you find that you are being harassed because of your race, ethnicity, religious beliefs or sexuality, you should know that you have allies and support. For example, if you are African-American, you can turn to the NAACP, or even the ACLU for help and resources. Similar organizations for frequently-targeted groups include Council on American-Islamic Relations, Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center, Black Lives Matter, Anti-Defamation League. Those who find themselves stalked, harassed and bullied for other reasons also have options. Most companies and academic institutions have personnel whose job it is to address such problems. Otherwise, the adage, if you see something, say something still applies. Even if you are not the victim, if you know of someone who is a victim of gang stalking, report it to law enforcement. If you are being harassed over the phone, contact your carrier, as they may be able to take some action, although these days of caller ID, phone harassment is much easier to avoid. Frequently asked questions. What are the most common gang stalking techniques? Gang stalking strategies include following the victim, monitoring, spreading false rumors, gaslighting, systematic harassment, and even physical attack. The goal is to make the victim feel untrustworthy, suspicious, and isolated. These methods can be carried out by a single person or by a group of people working together. Who are the gang stalking perpetrators? Gang stalkers might be strangers, acquaintances, or somebody the victim knows well, such as family members or employees. They may be motivated by vengeance, jealousy, or a desire for power and control. Gang stalkers are sometimes part of organized groups like hate groups or cults. What are the consequences of gang stalking on victims? Victims of gang stalking may have a wide range of emotional, psychological, and physical consequences. They may suffer fear, anxiety, paranoia, and feelings of isolation. Victims may have sleep difficulties, loss of appetite, and somatic symptoms such as headaches and nausea. What types of methods are commonly used in gang stalking? Gang stalking can take many forms, but some of the more common ones include following the victim about, performing surveillance, spreading false rumors, gaslighting, coordinated harassment, and even physically assaulting the victim. The goal is to make the victim feel isolated from everyone else, paranoid, and unable to trust anyone. These strategies can be implemented by a single individual or by a group of people working together. Who are the people that are responsible for gang stalking? Group stalking can be performed by anyone, including strangers, acquaintances, or even people the victim knows well, such as family members or co-workers at their workplace. They may be motivated by vengeance, envy, or a desire to assert power and control over others. Occasionally, members of organized groups, such as hate groups or cults, are the perpetrators of gang stalking against others. What are the ramifications of gang stalking on the people it targets? Victims of gang stalking may suffer from a wide range of emotional, psychological, and physical consequences. They might experience fear, anxiety, paranoia, and loneliness. Victims may also endure difficulties sleeping, loss of appetite, and a variety of unpleasant physiological symptoms such as headaches and nausea. The victim's ability to work, interact with others, and carry out daily duties may be impeded as a result of the harassment. Is gang stalking a crime? Although gang stalking is unlikely to constitute a criminal offense in and of itself, many of the activities used in gang stalking are prohibited, including harassment, stalking, and destruction. A criminal conspiracy could be formed if the criminals work together in a coordinated manner. People who have been the victim of gang stalking should keep a record of all harassment episodes and report them to the appropriate authorities. How can victims of group stalking protect themselves? Victims of gang stalking should alter their routines, travel routes, and home security. Every harassment event must be documented, including the date, time, and location, and reported to the appropriate authorities as soon as possible. Mental health specialists can assist victims in coping with the psychological impacts of harassment. Organizations also help victims of gang stalking. You might also like. Sponsored. Urologist stunned, forget a blue pill, this kills Ed like crazy. Turn off your central heating and plug new mini heater dash. Is it really cheap heat? This new device is leaving neuropathy experts baffled. Here are 23 of the coolest gifts for this 2023. Look for any high school yearbook, it's free. Here is the cost of 1 day full mouth dental implants in 2023. Do you know what Crohn's disease is? Take a look. What causes myelodysplasia syndrome will surprise you. Many citizens might not know they could get tree cutting services for free. As featured on Logo. Related articles. How do I deal with unwanted attention? What is phone stalking? Discussion comments. Annan 1,007,220 June 19, 2022. All that is in darkness will come to light. Annan 1,007,168 June 11, 2022. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for reporting on this. Annan 1,006,403 March 5, 2022. People, report the actions happening so there can be more awareness everywhere. I'm sure if we work together and raise awareness, we can win. And stop this madness. They are making innocent people take their lives. Let's put an end to this by reporting it to law enforcement and any organization. Instead of living with this crap, let's fight against the oppression thrown our way. We are strong. If we can handle the crap happening to us, we can handle raising more awareness so we can save lives. Annan 1,005,952 December 28, 2021. In 2018 I was gang-stalked by a group of Proud Boys in the workplace. These guys were organized and had their story together to refute my accusations when I reported it to management. I had to hire outside consultation, aka private attorney, to take care of this for me and to call these boys out on their crap. What this article portrays is accurate, from what I experienced. Thank you. Annan 1,005,907 December 15, 2021. This is interesting. Annan 1,005,837 December 1, 2021. This is also happening to me, but there is not one thing anyone can do. It's way too big. All we can do is ignore it and live our lives happy and content and show them they cannot break us, we are survivors. Annan 1,005,403 August 20, 2021. It's happening to me. My 16-year-old daughter has gone to live with a friend over it. They, no idea who, are in every aspect of my life. They've taken over my Google account, Samsung, Yahoo, etc. I thought I was going to go crazy, but now I've decided to fight back. They'll never know when I'm recording, videoing, etc. I'm going to get my life back. Annan 1,004,636 March 19, 2021. Gang stalking is alive and not well. Annan 1,003,730 August 27, 2020. This is happening to me, my daughter who is only 14, and my service animal as well. It's highly illegal, it's a federal crime. I'm tired of it. We've been pushing back now and I will keep pushing back, until they are all exposed. Ignorance is no excuse. Those who participate are as guilty as those who orchestrate. They all need to be held responsible for their actions. They killed my best friend with their non-stop crap. He took his own life. I wish I could rewind time and believe what he was telling me. I thought he was just being paranoid. He wasn't, and I know that now. I will not let go of this until justice is served. It's wrong, sick, bullying, downright messed up. Awareness will help. And law enforcement does participate. Not all. But yes, protect and serve. Think about that, law enforcement officers. It's wrong, it's a hate crime, and it's illegal. And in 1,003,642 August 6, 2020. This is sick and justice shall prevail. And in 345,916 August 23, 2013. The presence of this in our current cultural climate has increased exponentially. With the lack of integrity and honesty in our culture growing, I don't see this being a downward trend. Employers are doing it in collusion friends and business associates. Families are doing it to family members. Friends are doing it to friends. As much as people want to stop what is happening to them, they realize they just have to deal with it day in and day out, because the perpetrators have covered their tracks effectively. And in 343,398 July 30, 2013. It has been happening to me for about 5 years. I am being listened to. They have looked up my whole family and all my past relationships, even though I have been faithfully married for 43 years. It has been intimated it's legal, they had a need to know, they are watching me, etc. They did it to my daughter too. She went into mental health custody because of it. It is exhausting as it goes on 24/7. There have been cross burnings, stolen trucks, missing things in the home. Just ongoing harassment and creepy stuff, four dead pets plus another burned cat that did not belong to me. It has been community-wide, and I probably will contact the FBI, as local authorities are stretched to the limit. This is 5 years of my life that I've lived in fear. And in 248,904 February 19, 2012. Gang stalking is a myth, but it's still happening. You have to ask yourself, how? How does it work? Are you being stalked, harassed, chemtrailed or mind controlled? Can't figure out what is going on? This is what they are doing, and this is how they do it. Open your eyes. Contact us page being directed this text in plain raw format for sites, My Law Questions, WebMD, and Reddit. https://www.reddit.com/stalking/comment/9c8/San Bernardino Police Department allows gang slash. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking, or slash stalking. Open menu. Use app. Expand search. Open inbox. Expand user menu. /stalking icon. Go to stalking. /stalking. 2 years. Ago. But roses. Join. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. They have done nothing about me being stalked and harassed. With proof. 6 police reports and nothing. Just laughs from the front desk officers. Sad. Upvote. 6. Downvote. 17. Comments. Share. Sort by. Best. Add a comment. Deleted. Web several 7,351. Bullet. 2 years. Ago. Well, San Bernardino PD doesn't have authority over the CIA or FBI. You're being investigated and provoked. Sometimes, people do things that get them into a little bit of trouble, but then there's much more powerful people who want you to get yourself in much more trouble, so they can really punish you, or get rid of you, no questions asked. The media gets a scare story out of it, and the status quo is maintained another day. All officials at high enough levels are aware of this, including police departments, save the low-level officers who just take their orders, and know enough to only deliver vague information directly from superiors. Basically, you're not exposing this to anyone who can immediately do anything about it, and even if they could, they probably aren't interested in doing so. Unfortunately, it's just a bunch of other powerless people in the exact same boat listening, including me. I know how much it sucks, and I'm sorry this is our lives, but don't let them take your dignity, or your sanity, and forgive them. Think of being so scared of other people that you need to tease them like a middle school child, as you hide behind conspiracy-level surveillance systems, and billions of dollars in weapons and infrastructure, probably just because someone typed the wrong thing into their Google search bar. Again, I'm really sorry, I don't really know what to do either but keep getting through days, and enjoying what I can as a recluse. Upvote. 5. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. But roses. Up. Bullet. 2 years. Ago. Investigated by weirdos. They can try to get rid of me because that's what they are going to have to do. I'm not backing down because I'm not scared. These are perverts and weirdos. Upvote. 3. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. 3 more replies. 1 more reply. Evangelita. Bullet. 2 years. Ago. Sometimes all you can do is move away and change your name. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. But roses. Up. Bullet. 2 years. Ago. These people wake up and dedicate themselves to this. They will follow you. Upvote. 4. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. 1 more reply. /SnappyBrownies Avatar. SnappyBrownies. Bullet. 2 years. Ago. What kind of proof do you have? Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. 5 more replies. /CleverKeverKeon Avatar. CleverKeverKeon. Bullet. 2 years. Ago. All police departments allow this nonsensical practice. Imagine you spot a sketchy person and upon making others aware of said person they make you aware that they are part of an investigation. My advice is try to get on the other side of things, like for example instead of being followed you are being escorted. Instead of being watched you are being admired. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Deleted. 22 initiative. Bullet. 2 years. Ago. Omeo, you're mentally ill. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. More posts you may like. /stalking icon. /stalking. Do any of you feel embarrassed? 18 upvotes, 19 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Can anyone offer advice? 11 upvotes, 18 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. My stalking story. 8 upvotes, 4 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Being stalked at gym. 4 upvotes. /stalking icon. /stalking. Urgent help. /stalking-urgent-help. 4 upvotes, 8 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Creepy old man. 3 upvotes, 5 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Neighborhood stalker. 3 upvotes, 1 comment. /stalking icon. /stalking. My boyfriend is getting stalked by his ex-girlfriend. 3 upvotes, 2 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Is there somewhere I can report someone who is stalking me on several social media platforms because he didn't like my TikTok comments? 3 upvotes, 6 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Gym stalker. 2 upvotes, 10 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Help me. 2 upvotes, 4 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Everyone gets to be more fragile than me. 2 upvotes, 23 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Maybe a dumb question about no caller ID. Boyfriend and I have been stalked and harassed by his ex for over a year. 2 upvotes, 2 comments. /stalking icon. /stalking. Stalker terrorized psychiatrist and fiancé for 4 years, UK news. /stalking-stalker terrorized psychiatrist and fiancé for 4 years, UK news. The Guardian. 2 upvotes, 1 comment. /stalking icon. /stalking. Psychiatrist's experiences of being stalked, a qualitative analysis. /stalking-psychiatrist's experiences of being stalked, a qualitative analysis. Jopl.org. 2 upvotes. /stalking. Harassment proof. 1 upvote, 1 comment. /stalking. Confronted my ex with anonymous phone calls, since then it has been silent. 1 upvote, 1 comment. /stalking. Being stalked, a psychiatrist's perspective. 1 upvote. /stalking. Stalking, a significant problem for patients and psychiatrists. The British Journal of Psychiatry, Cambridge Core. Cambridge.org. 1 upvote. /stalking. Am I being stalked by a classmate? 1 upvote, 1 comment. /stalking. I know you really love me, a psychiatrist's account of stalking an obsessive love - Orion, Doreen, 9780440225997. 1 upvote. /stalking. Resource document offers tips on what to do when patients stalk. Psych News Psychiatry Online org. 1 upvote. /stalking. Text harassment. 1 upvote, 8 comments. /stalking. I know you really love me, a psychiatrist's journal of erotomania, stalking, and obsessive love. Books Google CG. 1 upvote, 1 comment. /stalking. 7 plus months of escalating online /offline stalking by people I don't know. 7 comments. Top posts. Reddit. Re-Reddit, top posts of December 17, 2021. Reddit. Re-Reddit, top posts of December 2021. Reddit. Span ID equals avar first visible /spin re-Reddit, top posts of 2021. https://www.webmd.com/of-8/with-to-know-about-cd4-cd8-ratio-test. Logo for WebMD. Home. Conditions. Back. Conditions. View all. Add/ADHD. Allergies. Arthritis. Atrial fibrillation. Breast cancer. Cancer. Crohn's disease. Depression. Diabetes. DVD. Eczema. Eye health. Heart disease. HIV and AIDS. Lung disease. Lupus. Mental health. Multiple sclerosis. Migraine. Pain management. Psoriasis. Psoriatic arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis. Sexual conditions. Skin problems. Sleep disorders. Ulcerative colitis. Drugs and supplements. Back. Drugs and supplements. Drugs. Supplements. Pill identifier. Interaction checker. Well-being. Back. Well-being. View all. Aging well. Baby. Birth control. Children's health. Diet and weight management. Fitness and exercise. Food and recipes. Healthy beauty. Men's health. Parenting. Pet health. Pregnancy. Sex and relationships. Teen health. Women's health. Symptom checker. Find a doctor. More. Back. More. News. Blogs. Podcasts. Webinars. Newsletters. WebMD magazine. Support groups. Surgeries and procedures. Orthopedics. Privacy and more. Log in. Search WebMD. Search. HIV and AIDS /guide. HIV and AIDS guide. What to know about the CD4-CD8 ratio test. Medically reviewed by Danny P. Baby, MD on May 4, 2022, written by Paramita. 4 minutes read. CD4 and CD8 are two types of white blood cells in your blood. CD4 cells are also called T-helper cells, T-suppressor cells, and cytotoxic T-cells. They help the body fight infections. CD8 cells are also called cytotoxic T-lymphocytes. They help fight cancer and germs that live inside your cells, intracellular pathogens. The human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, chiefly targets CD4 cells. A reduced number of these cells and a change in the CD4-CD8 ratio are signs of HIV infection. The CD4-CD8 ratio helps your physician judge disease activity and your response to treatment. CD4 cell count. The CD4 cell count is a good measure of the activity of the HIV infection and the success of the treatment. Normal CD4 numbers in the blood range between 500 to 1200 per cubic millimeter. The normal range for CD8 is 150 to 1000 per cubic millimeter. A CD4-CD8 ratio of more than 1.0 is considered normal. A CD4 count below 200 per cubic millimeter shows that you have acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS. Low CD4 counts are also seen in bone marrow suppression because of chemotherapy, long-standing infections, and some types of anemia. Once you start ART, antiretroviral therapy, a combination of antiviral medicines, your CD4 cell count increases gradually. Your physician will get your CD4 count tested every 3 to 6 months. The return of the CD4 count to normal levels, 500 per cubic millimeter, is a sign that the HIV infection is under control. Recommended. How is mental health linked to STIs? MEC, how this infection can affect people with HIV. HIV, tips to build muscle mass. CD4-CD8 ratio. Traditionally, CD4 counts and viral loads were used to judge the body's response to HIV treatment. But you may be experiencing a weakening of your immune system despite having a normal CD4 count. The CD4-CD8 ratio is more useful in judging the immune system's function. people with HIV and a low CD4-CD8 ratio have increased frailty and mortality. The total CD4 number, their proportion, CD4 percentage, and their ratio to CD8 cells, CD4-CD8 ratio, are tests used to guide HIV treatment. A CD4-CD8 ratio of more than 1.0 is considered normal. A low ratio, more CD8 cells than CD4, is often seen in HIV infections. The CD4-CD8 ratio test judges the strength of your immune system. It also tells your physician if you are at risk for opportunistic infections like pneumocystis pneumonia. Your physician may want to protect you by prescribing some medicines. A low CD4-CD8 ratio during treatment predicts that the virus hasn't been completely removed from your blood. If treatment begins early in the course of an HIV infection, your CD4-CD8 ratio is likely to become normal in about 6 years. Late and irregular treatments are associated with this test remaining abnormal. The currently used antiretroviral drugs are very effective. Viral loads become undetectable in the blood, and the CD4 count returns to normal with some years of treatment. But several complications of AIDS still happen. The CD4-CD8 ratio is more accurate at predicting the risk of AIDS-associated cancers such as Kaposi's sarcoma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Low CD4-CD8 ratio. This test is most often done to assess HIV infection status, but it also helps in the diagnosis and monitoring of other diseases. Infectious mononucleosis. Chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Hodgkin's disease, lymphoma. Aplastic anemia. Multiple sclerosis. Myasthenia gravis. DeGeorge syndrome. Organ transplantation. High CD4/CD8 ratio. The CD4/CD8 ratio can be high in major bacterial infection, viral infection, some types of blood cancer. Testing for HIV. HIV is the most frequent reason for abnormal CD4/CD8 ratios, but this test should not be used to diagnose an HIV infection. Your physician will ask for antigen, antibody, or nucleic acid tests to diagnose an HIV infection. Once your physician has diagnosed HIV, they will start treatment. The CD4-CD8 ratio test and the CD4 cell count are helpful in assessing the progress of the infection. Your physician uses these tests to know if your infection is under control and whether you are at risk of complications. Another way to assess the progress of the HIV infection is to test the viral load. This measures the amount of HIV in your blood. A high viral load means that your immune system is not fighting the virus well. Your physician will test your viral load every 4 to 6 months, and will also test it if they change your medicines. High CD8 counts. Your doctor monitors CD8 counts frequently while you are on treatment for HIV. If your CD8 count is high, it means your viral load is low. Your CD4 count is likely to return to normal levels. CD8 cells are important in the body's defense against HIV, and high CD8 count means that your body is effectively controlling the infection. If your CD8 counts have been low or normal for some time and then become high, your physician is warned that treatment failure is about to happen. The CD8 cells increase in response to increasing viral load. Treatment failures happen in 20% to 40% of people on ART. Your doctor will ask if you're regular about taking your medicines, and consider other causes of treatment failure. HIV infection was a deadly disease a few decades ago. People with untreated AIDS usually die within 3 years. With treatment and proper monitoring, people with HIV can live long and productive lives. CD4 counts, viral loads, and the CD4-CD8 ratio tests help your physician judge your disease control and fine-tune your treatment. Getting these tests done regularly will help you keep the infection under control. Sources: article history. Share. View privacy policy, copyright and trust info. Today on WebMD. Get the facts about HIV. How much do you know? Just diagnosed? What to do now? HIV screening. Should you be tested? CD4 plus count. What does it mean? Recommended for you. Muscle-building during HIV treatment. Famous faces of HIV and AIDS. Who should be allowed to donate blood? Top doctors in Los Angeles, CA. From our sponsor, MDVIP. DF. Dr. David M. Filsoff, MD. Internal Medicine. 12. Won award. HK. Dr. H. Lee Kagan, MD. Internal Medicine. 5. L. Dr. Edmund Liu, MD, FAAFB. Family Medicine. 13. Find more top doctors on Los Angeles, California, 90011. More from WEBMD. 5 tips to help with relapsing Ms. How to thrive with narcolepsy. Relief for blocked hair follicles. Psoriatic arthritis and your sleep. What psoriasis feels like. First psoriatic arthritis flare. Talking to your doctor about RA. Crohn's, a full-body disease. Avoiding Crohn's flares. Health benefits of hemp seed oil. Live better with psoriatic disease. Types of B-cell therapy for Ms. 5 health benefits of hemp. Why prostate cancer spreads. Living with advanced breast cancer. Where breast cancer spreads. Related links. HIV and AIDS Health Resources News. HIV and AIDS Health Resources Reference. HIV and AIDS Health Resources Slideshows. HIV and AIDS Health Blogs. HIV and AIDS Health Resources Medications. Find a doctor. Crisis assistance. Hepatitis. HIV myths and facts. Molluscum contagiosum. Neuropathy. Opportunistic infections. Other STDs. Sexual conditions. More related topics. Sign up for our free Good Health newsletter. Get doctor-approved health tips, news, and more. Enter your email address. By clicking subscribe, I agree to the WebMD terms and conditions and privacy policy and understand that I may opt out of WebMD subscriptions at any time. Follow WebMD on social media. Download WebMD app. Policies. About. Our apps. For advertisers. Privacy policy. Cookie policy. Editorial policy. Advertising policy. Correction policy. Terms of use. Trust. Tag registered seal. Ad choices. Copyright 2005-2023 WebMD LLC, an internet brands company. All rights reserved. WebMD does not provide medical advice, diagnosis or treatment. See additional information. Logo for WebMD. By using this site, you agree with our use of cookies. Manage preferences, accept cookies.